We start in a minute, right?
Yeah, or no, right now.
Oh, right now. Okay, even better.
January 7th, 2023. Happy New Year, Waukesha. And welcome to This Week in Waukesha. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building. Right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And this morning, our initial plan was to provide you with a preview of the upcoming Waukesha Jamboree that opens next Friday. But we decided to push that coverage back to next Saturday, and then we will have special event coordinator Joanna Adamecki from the Waukesha's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department to talk about the 38th annual offering of Wisconsin's premier Wisconsin festival that takes place from January 13th to the 22nd. And the theme for this year's Jamboree is Call of the Wild. So be sure to join us next Saturday to catch all the fun. And don't forget the opening festivities that take place on Friday night. There'll be fireworks, a beer garden. And for more, go to JANBOREE.org to learn more about that. So while the mission of this show is to give you the local scoop on what's going on in our fair city, sometimes there are national events that can shake us to the core and at the most local levels. This week, we were all affected seemingly nationwide by the collapse of Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin, caused by cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game against the Cincinnati Bengals that had all the great playoff implications. It was billed as the game of the year, and it was in many ways, but with less than 6 minutes in the first quarter, the game had to be halted because of this young man collapsing on the field, and the decision was made, an unprecedented decision, to postpone the game and eventually cancel the game. And while we are all certainly grateful for this young man and his family, that he is recovering remarkably well, and all signs point to a full recovery. And we continue to keep him in our thoughts and prayers. And we're also grateful for the heroic efforts of the first responders from the Bills team on the field, the Bills on-field team, as well as the team at the University of Cincinnati's Medical Center. All of us as parents, siblings, neighbors of student-athletes must take pause and ask ourselves, what do we have in place for our student-athletes when serious injuries take place during game time and practices? And here to help us answer this question and the many questions around this is my good friend, my good family friend, Caitlin Weber. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Caitlin Weber is a licensed athletic trainer, or LAT, or do they say LAT or just LAT?
LAT is our credential, so licensed athletic trainer.
So for Children's Wisconsin, she graduated from Carroll University in 2010 here in the Shaw, and she has been the athletic trainer at Waukesha South High School for 12 years. So, and Caitlin, we're going to see her later today. So I have the privilege of seeing her twice today because remember, we have that special matinee offering the Blackshirt basketball game at 3 o'clock against visiting Fondy, and that'll be another tough conference game.
Yes, it will.
So be sure to check that out. Coverage starts at 2:30. So, Caitlin, hang on, I lost my script here. Calvin's doing something on the live stream or on the Zoom. So, okay, we're back. So we were talking. I was lucky enough because the very next game, or the very next day, Blackshirts were playing at home. We lost, unfortunately, Catholic Memorial. But you and I had a chance to have a conversation about what happened the night before.
Correct.
And there were still a lot of questions that everyone had, myself included. So it meant a lot to me that I could talk to a real professional. Kind of walk us through your experience, because you were watching it live on TV, right?
Correct. I watched it live. The minute that DeMar fell backwards, I was praying that the athletic trainers would get there quickly. I am watching just like you guys.
Right.
Not
you went
sure.
from being a fan to then having your kind of your professional hat on. You're
yes.
Like-
so in my mind, I was going through the tackle didn't seem very aggressive. So I wasn't thinking head right. injury. Right. However, there's a lot of other things that it could be. So we immediately think, is he unconscious? Is it cardiac arrest? The Bills assistant athletic trainer ran out onto the field. He was with him within 10 seconds. From my understanding, he was breathing when he got there. However, then crashed, and he was able to administer CPR.
Okay.
And then he was able to recruit the rest of his team, whether that's the airway doctor or any additional athletic trainers or medical staff to help DeMar hopefully revive him and get him the help that he needs so he can recover.
Sure. And as it turns out.
Yes.
Everything, you know, happened in place.
Yes. Yeah. We always say that smooth is calm and calm is fast. So
sure.
if you're maintaining your composure during that environment and you can get him the AED, start compressions, mm-hmm. the likelihood that he will survive is much higher.
Okay. Terrific. And something I want to play, and it really speaks to the high level of professionalism. And because my son Evan's a frequent flyer with Caitlin, we've experienced Caitlin at work and her expertise, and very grateful for a lot of the decisions she's made and a lot of the young men and women she's helped along the way. I found an audio that is public record, and Caitlin confirmed that for me, that shows how the response team had worked when DeMar Hamlin had collapsed. And it gives you a nice snapshot, if you will, or I guess in this case, an audio recording of the level of composure, the quick thinking, and the collaboration, the teamwork that was involved. Calvin, are you able to play that right now? Thank you, sir. Okay, so take a listen, everybody, and then we'll have Caitlin respond to it.
I didn't go over to the cop. I don't like how he went down.
We're going to need everybody. I'll call. We need airway.
Oh, bring everybody. We need airway doctor, everybody. Bring the cop with the medics.
Dave, or Mike, you copy?
Go ahead.
You got that other monitor on there? I need an entitled CO2.
You have the other monitor with us. We're checking out all our equipment. I'm going to send you a text with things that we need.
I need an entitled CO2 now for the doc. They're still waiting on the patient.
Stick heading your way.
All right, you got an entitled CO2 for the monitor?
Yes, he's bringing the monitor. Dave, step it up.
Yeah, you need to step it up, Ron. I need another medic in the back, please. You're a medic in the back of the bus? Affirmative. We are right outside the gate. All right, I'm on my way.
You're probably at gate D. You're supposed to be a lieutenant with the injured player's parents nearby.
Mother was supposed to be with Officer Edwards.
643, yes. I'm picking him up at gate D right now. Okay, I'm sorry. B. Boy or D. Davis, there's somebody here to take us to the hospital. Okay, I'm en route to gate D. He's in Dave. Okay, thanks, D. Davis.
Are you advising you guys are covering that transport, or do you need our help with that?
643, I'm covering the transport of the parents to the hospital.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
6600, if there's more transports needed, maybe we can utilize the air traffic posts in our cars.
6403,
all right. Thank you, Calvin. That's great. So what I hear as a layperson is, there's obviously an alert. There's a code red, whatever you want to call that. But the tones and the voices, there's a very calm, very composed, but there's clear communication. And I love how they're also thinking of the family and getting, because you need those family advocates there as part of that. It's family-centered care even applies to emergency situations like this.
Correct. I commend the medical staff and being calm. We practice this at the high school level, at least once a year with our local EMS, as well as all of our local athletic trainers, practice our emergency action plan. And what that is we know who's in charge when an emergency happens, who makes the call, where our AED is, And if you practice it, you become proficient in it in case that this emergency ever happens. We pray that it never does. I hope in my career I never have to deal with this. But I know that I am prepared to deal with this and stay calm in that environment as well.
So, so yeah, so I guess that leads to more, you know, what else at the local level with our high schools, their sports? You mentioned one of the talking points would be emergency action plans. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so an emergency action plan is a written out plan, step by step, what would happen if we would need to call an ambulance or a cardiac emergency would happen. We have this at our high school. We give it to each one of our coaches. We practice it with each one of our coaches in every situation. So they will practice it if I am there. So if an athletic trainer is present, how do we initiate the emergency action plan? We also will do it as if I was not at the site. There are a lot of offsite things or practices go on where maybe an athletic trainer is not present. According to WIAA, all coaches should be first aid certified, CPR certified, and AED certified. So if I am not there, they are still able to initiate the emergency action plan and help the athlete any way that they can.
Sounds great. And so, because you mentioned before, you're working primarily home games for our teams.
Correct.
The one exception being football.
Yeah.
Because you have multiple athletes in a collision sport. And so it's great to have that extra support on the field. So you've probably developed some good relationships with your counterparts at the other schools. You may have even been trained with them at Children's, right?
Yes. So Children's Wisconsin employs three outreach athletic trainers here in the Waukesha area. We have myself at Waukesha South. We have Missy Hansen over at Waukesha West. And we have Chris Hill over at Waukesha North. We also partner with all of the Classic 8 athletic trainers. Their athletic trainers are provided by ProHealth and Ascension, based off of which school they are. But we have great communication amongst our little team of athletic trainers here in Southeast Wisconsin. And even if it is just an ankle sprain, we make sure that we communicate with the athletic trainer so there is continuum of care.
Sounds great. So, yeah, no, that's terrific. 40 seconds before the first break, and we're going to have plenty to talk to. Talked it with Caitlin's going to have so much more to share with us. But before we go to break, I wanted to also let everyone know the Black Shirts, again, I mentioned they're on at 3 today. They had a big victory Thursday night at Maguanago, 76-62. We'll be talking more about the big scores when we come back from the break. But obviously, more to talk about with great training for our athletes, medical care during an emergency. So this week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. And you're listening to Angel by Kirsty McCall. You heard a little bit, you heard a lot of Kirsty during the holidays because, along with my good friend Shane McGowan and the Pogues, they put together what is arguably the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century, Fairy Tale of New York. But you can listen to it anytime if you're, I highly encourage you. But I love the song Angel, especially because it reminds me of some of the angels we have on the field when, young athletes like Damar Hamlin have a serious incident, and our young student athletes. And so we're continuing this discussion. We saw some really heroic efforts, and pleased to report that this young man is on his way to what looks like a full recovery. Only 24 years old. You look at his resume, and he's everything you'd want in a teammate, a student, a son, a brother, a friend, a neighbor. And perhaps it's that character and that extraordinary training too that may have also contributed to his chances for surviving, for one, but also full recovery. But what are some other insights you have on what you experience and what
specific to the event, or
like any other like best practices you saw that really you're pleased to see and maybe you even learned from?
Again, I commend them for how calm they are. I hope that I'm never in that situation, and I hope that I will also be calm in that situation. But our biggest takeaway is that the athletic trainer was there in 10 seconds. We encourage all athletics from youth sports all the way up to professional levels to have an athletic trainer on site.
Sure.
There is websites in the area where you can contact an athletic trainer and they can work PRN for an event. So if you're at a youth level or something like that where an athletic trainer might not be employed to be there, whether that's a club sport or something like that, there's websites online where you can hire one. It's the greatest insurance policy, we always say, to have an athletic trainer on site.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because do many of these clubs that you know of have that kind of, do they pay for that kind of service or have that stipulation?
There are some companies that require an athletic trainer to be on site based off of, like, a youth football organization, for instance, might have an insurance clause that says that a healthcare provider needs to be on site for games.
Sure.
We encourage that to be an athletic trainer, not just EMS or a nurse or something like that. They are great healthcare providers when it comes to sports-specific injuries.
Sure.
An athletic trainer is the gold standard.
Okay. So, because I know we saw you at the hockey game last night there for the Wings, the combined Waukesha High Schools that also includes Catholic Memorial. And unfortunately, they lost 5-2 and are having, you know, a tough season. They're 3-10-2, but it's great to know that we have that kind of coverage on the ice there, because that sport, as we were discussing, has a lot of serious potential for serious injuries.
Correct. Yeah, it is the, we always cover what we call high collision, high impact sports.
Sure.
So, for example, we were talking about how in the spring there'll be nights where I have three events and I have to be in three places at once. But we start with the highest contact and then we would go to the next one.
Okay.
So hockey, we will always be at a hockey game, at least at the high school level. Football always, as well as soccer. And then, unfortunately, softball and baseball, we are present. We'll get there as quickly as possible. But that's why we want those emergency action plans in place, so coaches are prepared in case we are not present.
Correct.
And if you're coaching an organization, whether that's youth sport all the way up to high school, and you maybe do not have an emergency action plan in place, we encourage you to do that.
Okay.
There are plenty of examples on the WIA website that you can reference and kind of just fill in the blank, so to speak, and then practice that plan so everybody's prepared.
Okay, very good. And so I guess a more typical example was, so Waukesha South's on the road at McGuanago, so you're not required to be there, but your counterparts are there.
Correct.
And you can take stock in that. And I gave you a scare when I was broadcasting the game.
Yes, you did.
Tyron Cook had a bad fall, and it was kind of like self-induced, or it was just kind of like where he just kind of, and I have bad ankles, trust me, I did it all. But he, the way that he fell, the way that he rolled his ankle, and the way that he was curled up in pain, it looked very serious. It looked kind of even like season ending.
That was what you said.
And so I'm watching while he's laying there, the game continues, and I'm watching the fast break coming out the other end, and fortunately we stopped him. But then I look up, and so this is just a matter of like 2 or 3 seconds, and he's back up on his feet, like, you know, waving for the ball. And I'm like, wait, he's going to be okay. Thank heavens.
Yes.
But what's the usual protocol? If one of our players gets hurt on the road, does your counterpart then consult with you to make you aware, or like, okay, these are next steps, or here's where we're at?
Yeah. All of us athletic trainers in the Southeast Wisconsin communicate. So if one of my athletes is on the road and they suffer an injury, we pride ourselves on continuum of care. So we will communicate to the home athletic trainer what the injury is, that we communicated with their parents, and what our plan of care is. And then they take over when they get to the back to home.
And then it's
so
up to them to allow them to play the next game. And
correct.
So, and you do have authority on that.
Yes. In the environment that there was an injury, like for an ankle sprain, for example, it is up to the athletic trainer on site to determine if that athlete is going back in the game or not.
Okay.
Obviously, we have best care and best interest at heart for our student athletes.
Yeah. Well, and I love in football, and I experienced this through watching you with our players. Excuse me. If there is a head injury, you take the helmet away.
Yes.
And so there's no, because that was, you know, in years past, you know, a typical coach, I just rub mud in it, or, you know, you'll, you know, long way from your heart, kid.
Yeah.
You get another person, you put your helmet back on, you go in, and who's going to know?
Yeah.
And so it's great that, well, now you can't play because I have your helmet.
Yeah, we, head injuries are serious. You need your brain for the rest of your life. And we try to instill that in our student athletes. And if they do have a concussion, we eliminate the possibility of them going, quote unquote, behind our backs and going back in the game by taking their equipment so that they cannot participate.
Sounds great. Okay. So we're about to take another break, but when we come back to, we're also going to talk about emergency action plans in recreational when kids play and what we can do, and a very personal experience. We can talk more about that when This Week in Waukesha continues. This Week in Waukesha continues, and you're listening to Airline to Heaven by Wilco with Billy Bragg. And the neat thing about that song and that album project a few years back was that it took lost verses, poetry from Woody Guthrie, and adapted it to music. And that was one of them. It's called Airline to Heaven. And relating to this week's show, it's grateful that airline has been delayed for young Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills, who suffered cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game, and which leads to our discussion on what we're doing at the local level to minimize and help treat our young student athletes during serious injuries. And Caitlin Weber, the licensed athletic trainer from Children's Hospital, has been working with Waukesha South for 12 years. I got that right,
yes.
Correct? Is here. And before, one conversation we wanted to finish in the last segment was that we mentioned Tyron Cook falling on his ankle, and it looked like a serious injury. He was back up on his feet. Blackshirts were victorious against Maguanago, 76-62. Tyron had 28 points. Fellow All-State guard Daniel Robinson had over 20 points. And one of the big takeaways was the three-headed monster, the only three forwards, Tommy Karinko, Tak Tadioka, and Evan Stout combined for 16 points in this this terrific overall team effort. Ethan Check provided great leadership in that point guard position. I was telling Caitlin during break, he passed up a lot of shot opportunities to work for a better shot, to take time off the clock. Just great management overall. And then when Ethan was fouled near the end of the game, he was 3-for-4 to really put the game away for the Blackshirts. So it was a real joy to watch. And so my next question is, so what's the follow-up with Tyron? Like, will you be checking in with him today when before the game starts to see how he feels? And
I was able to check in with Tyron yesterday.
Right,
and
okay, even the day after.
Fantastic. Yeah, he seemed fine. So he'll play tonight, obviously, and hopefully we can bring back the
That's terrific. So you're there on site at the school. Is it Monday through Friday and sometimes Saturday, depending on the...
Yep. So all three of the local high schools here have athletic trainers that are there right away after school until 5:30, unless there's a home event.
Okay.
And then we will stay until the end of that set event, and
That's
we will
great.
Do any treatment or anything that needs
so
to happen.
So in situations
there.
Like that, your follow-up can be almost immediate.
Yes, pretty instantaneous,
That's
especially
great.
If the team is away and we still have a game going on. I will generally see them when they get off the bus.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. So, and then speaking of Saturday, so yeah, we mentioned we're today, three Blackshirts host Fondy, and then they also host Sussex Hamilton on Tuesday. No Patsy's on Coach Bo Richter's non-conference schedule. So, you know, win or lose, our Blackshirts will be playing some fierce competition, and they play up to that level of the competition. Some really great games, even though they didn't necessarily end up in the Blackshirts' favor. Blackshirts are 4-3 in the Classic, 8-4-5 overall. So, and again, we could have padded that non-conference schedule with some beatable teams. And so could it be, you know, it could be 7-3 or, you know, 6-4, whatever that, my math is terrible today. So one thing I wanted to step back though, away from the sanctioned high school athletic games. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we lost a young student athlete from Waukesha North, I believe in 2019, Kai Lermer, during a pickup basketball game among friends at Grandview Park. And yesterday, just I had the coincidental fortune of talking to two young men that were classmates and or, you know, friends of Kai. And I think one of them might have even been on site. And he was saying that all these young high school students were trained in CPR. They knew what to do, but no one had gotten to him for like maybe a good 7 or 8 minutes because of the sheer panic that these young men and maybe there were some women on site must have experienced during that time. And so what's going on at that level to help our young people during recreational activities?
So at the high school level, it is from my understanding that most students have the opportunity to learn CPR in our public high schools. It is a great device that everybody learns CPR, even if it is just compressions. If we can initiate that within 3 minutes, I believe the stat is, the likelihood of that person surviving increases tremendously.
Okay.
So I know with the Kai Lermer Memorial Fund, they in our community have been issuing AEDs to organizations that need them. At South as well, we have been gifted an AED from the Kai Lermer Memorial Fund. It is between our football and soccer field, so that is available to our youth sports that are on site.
What is that again, the AED?
An AED. So that is basically an electronic defibrillator. It will re-shock the heart.
Which they had on site at the Bengals game.
Correct. Yes. And if you can get an AED on as well as administer CPR within 3 minutes, the likelihood of the student, athlete, or individual life will increase. So we want to make sure that we can restart that heart. Okay. So with the Kai Lermer Project, as well as Project Adam, I'll talk about that in a second, they can get organizations, whether that's high schools, schools, clubs, AEDs, so that is available in case of a cardiac emergency.
Okay.
The Adam Project was started in 1999 when a 17-year-old basketball player died of cardiac arrest from Whitefish Bay. His family developed the Adam Project in correlation with Children's Wisconsin to make sure that all schools in our area are heart-safe schools. And what that means is they will train the staff as well as get as many AEDs in the proper locations at the school. So if there's a cardiac emergency during the school day, a team is ready to help.
Okay. You know, and I just had this thought. It wasn't on my script here, but you know, since you're part of the children's team, does having the added advantage of having the Herma Heart Institute there at Children's also help with your training and in this area?
Yes. And it is also a great referral service for us, too. For all athletes in this WIAA, they're supposed to get a physical, sports physical to participate. We encourage that sports physical is done by their primary care doctor. That way, they have the best health history of the family. And if there is an underlying heart condition that's detected during that sports physical, they can refer to that center as well to get that athlete cleared to play sports. So, hopefully this event never happens.
Sure. That's great to know. And what advice do you have for parents in terms of testing for their children and other best practices in wellness and health that may minimize these, the possibilities of these serious injuries or events?
And we decrease the risk in our community, like we said, by getting athletes or just any individual their yearly physical with their primary care doctor. That way they go through all of the checkpoints that are needed to make sure that the individual is healthy.
Sure. Question in here in Waukesha, where it's well documented that we do have many of our young student athletes come from lower income families and may not have access to that quality care. What resources are available to them?
Sure. At Children's Wisconsin, we will see any individual, regardless of their barrier, if they do need help with signing up for state insurance or we have the Children's Community Health Plan, we will help them get what resources they need to be successful.
Terrific. Thank you for that. And to me with health, and we're here in the NAMI building, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of good mental health. Yes. And many of us witnessed what happened on Monday night on television. There were many of us, and I talk about this a lot, that also witnessed the atrocities during the events of November 21st, 2021, the Christmas parade. And I want to give kind of a big shout out to Bills coach Sean McDermott, who in one of his interviews with the press had basically said to his teammates that had to sit there witness watching this friend, their brother, fighting for his life, telling them to get good mental health, and that's available to them. And of course, while this is a professional football team with probably an amazing healthcare resources available to these players, for the rest of us, what other good mental health resources are available when you witness this type of thing?
Yes. I was hopeful that the players both involved for the home and away team for the Monday Night Football game were given a psychologist to talk to, considering it was such a traumatic event that they witnessed. At Children's Wisconsin, we have the Craig U. Bickey Mental Health Clinic. It's not a free clinic, but it is a walk-in mental health clinic.
Okay.
So what that means is you do not have to have an appointment. It's down at our main campus, and this is available to everybody in our community, specific to children. However, if an adult needs the same help, we encourage you then to still at least go to the facility, and they will get you in contact with someone that can help you with what you're dealing with.
Now, and you mentioned psychologists. I know Waukesha South, perhaps the other high schools, there is also a kind of a psychologist in residence for the team, right?
Yeah. Through Children's Wisconsin, we are able to offer our student athletes a sports psychologist. We have two that are working with our clinic specifically. So we have Nick Young and Dr. Matt Mervick. And Dr. Matt Mervick comes out to Waukesha South High School and works with several teams, as well as Waukesha West and Waukesha North. We are grateful for him. He specializes more in sports performance. So he helps those kids on and off the court with whatever they may be struggling with in the game.
Well, it was well documented, and Coach Richter was on my show this time last year. Dr. Matt was recognized as one of the factors in turning a 60-game conference losing streak, turning it around to a winning season followed by a Classic Eight championship season, and then going all the way to the sectional finals. And so there, you know, good mental health is also creating that positive mental attitude, which feeds into all other aspects of our children's lives.
Yes, I agree. Mental part of the game is almost more important than the physical part of the game, as well as in your everyday life. So
sure. So, cause I have this image in my head, and this reminds me, my guest on the 28th will be the new varsity South baseball coach, John Stillman, and the Waukesha North varsity baseball coach, Don Radomski. Congratulations. Coach Radomski won the annual Chuck-a-Puck competition at the hockey game last night. I think it's like his second or third time winning.
Nice.
It. So they said the winner and still champion. Like, yeah, that's Don Radomski. So it'd be great to have them on, but I'm reminded of that scene in one of my favorite baseball movies, The Natural, which was filmed in my hometown, where they have the team psychologist talking to the players. Like, losing is a disease, like syphilis. And Robert Redford goes storming out. He's heard enough, but it's not like that. It's so much more.
It is so much more. And Dr. Matt Mervick spends 30 to 45 minutes weekly with these teams, and he learns what works for them and what doesn't. And he makes sure that they're successful in the mental side of the game when it comes to sports.
Terrific. So, and jumping around a little bit, I have to mention, I was intrigued by your team leader, who also works for the Packers, right? We haven't talked about that yet, correct?
Yeah. So at each of the local high schools, besides the athletic trainer for football games specifically, we have team doctors. So at Waukesha West, we have Scott Van Valen. At Waukesha North, we have Shane Fair. And at Waukesha South, we have Dr. Kevin Walter. I work with him specifically in the clinic one day a week, as well as he comes out to the high school for football games. He's a great resource for us. He moonlights with the Green Bay Packers on Sundays. And his specialty is concussions, and we appreciate having him as a resource for us to bounce ideas off of, or specifically even what happened on Monday, we had pretty much like a, we call it ground rounds discussion of what happened, how would we do this in a situation if it was at our level, et cetera.
Sure, sure. That's fantastic. So, yeah, and then, we have less than a minute, but I'm also reminded there was another traumatic situation involving a Bills game many years ago in which a player was seriously hurt on a special teams play. We'll talk more about it when we come back from the break, but there was a young doctor named Andrew Cappuccino who did something very controversial and innovative that's now kind of changed the standard way that we treat those type of injuries. So we'll talk more about that with Caitlin Weber, licensed athletic trainer, when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Waukesha, and you're listening to the beginning of KT Tunstall's Hold On. We don't get enough, KT Tunstall doesn't get enough respect, in my opinion. She was big about 15 years ago, and this was one of my favorite songs, one of the lesser known songs. So check her out. I'm sure you'll find her on YouTube. And then again, the song is Hold On, and again, it kind of relates to kind of work Caitlin Weber does, or more accurately, maybe like the Bills medical team on Monday night, where, you know, getting that person to hold on whatever way you can. And again, that's why I was pleased when we played the audio of the response team and hearing about making sure they're getting his family, his mother, accessible to him. I think it's just so important having family nearby and having family advocates. Family-centered care is a very big part of the work Children's Wisconsin does. And we're starting a conversation before the break about another traumatic incident, part of the Buffalo Bills lore. And it was like 2007 or 8. A special teams player named Kevin Barnett had collided with another on a tackle, and he was on the ground, and it looked like a paralysis type situation. And at the time, a 45-year-old doctor named Andrew Cappuccino comes out for the Bills medical staff. And the first question he asks himself in this desperate situation is, what would I do if this was one of my kids? And he's like, you know, whatever I could do to get him to walk, make sure he can walk again, he can stand up and walk and use all of his. And so he decided to induce hypothermia there on the field. And that, and Caitlin, you can help me with some of the more the medical details, but that basically held him in check long enough they could get him to the proper facility and treat the injured limbs, bones, body parts, the vertebrae, I would imagine, to where that young man, you know, he was never able to play football again, but he was able to stand up and walk and move around and live more of a normal life, or at least have his physical capabilities. And now that's become that's become a best practice. Like, did they do that with Damar Hamlin? And
my understanding is that they, when they put him into an induced coma, that they did lower his body temperature. What that does for the central nervous system, from my understanding, is if you can cool it down, it won't be as active and it can heal.
Right.
In layman's terms.
Sure.
So,
and again, when that had taken place, I guess about 15 years ago now, like that, he was taking a real chance.
Because yes, hypothermia, that was new science. You.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but it was really a brilliant move. And so sometimes it's like you have to, you know, think quickly on your feet. And
thinking quickly and outside of the box sometimes is very successful.
Sure, sure. So, but back here to Waukesha and to the work that you do, we mentioned many times you've been here 12 years.
12 years.
We can, this goes without saying, not just myself, but other Blackshirt parents could tell you that Caitlin has a very great, very endearing relationship with our students and their parents. And I believe, and I was wondering if that has to help, I think, if one of our young men or women are injured in the field of play, that they see you and there's a certain amount of trust and comfort because Caitlin's here.
That is my hope. Being in the community for 12 years now, I've been able to build those rapports with those families and those student athletes, especially the ones that have large families that have come through, and I've dealt with six or more student athletes. And it is nice to be able to look up in the stands, make eye contact, and them know that everything's okay based off of hopefully my facial expression that I've got this.
And so when you started in your first year or other first year colleagues, is that part of the training where they encourage you to really get to know the players and the families? And
I think it's something we pride ourselves on, especially here in the Waukesha community. I mean, it's the biggest small town that we know. So even when it comes to North and West athletes, they know my face just because I've been here that long. And sure. Same with Missy and Chris. My kids know to okay. go find them if they need something.
Sure, sure. That's so. Terrific. And so in this last segment, I fired a bunch of questions at you. What have I not asked that
Waukesha
needs to know?
That just the gold standard across all student athletes is making sure that as a parent, you get your son or daughter into their primary care doctor prior to their participation in sports.
Okay.
Not everything will be caught as an underlying condition, but at least right. we can say with the best knowledge that this is a healthy individual going out and playing a sport. And then when it comes to the level of coaches, let's make sure if we can encourage all coaches to be CPR and AED certified, right. it puts the environment of the student athlete in sure. the best situation.
That's terrific. And so, and I asked you earlier about advice for parents. What advice for students do you have that they can proactively, independently do on their own to improve health and wellness, and also to whatever they can do to improve their chances for being safe on the field of play and minimizing those serious injuries?
I work in high school, so I always tell my athletes to make good choices on and off the field. And that also means taking care of their health. If they think something is wrong, speaking up and saying, hey, this doesn't feel right, or I didn't feel well this day, and make sure that they advocate for themselves and talk to their parents or another adult in the area that can get sure. them the help that they need.
Sure. So you put in a lot of hours.
I do.
A lot of hours. And I know I was going to ask, well, what do you do for Caitlin? Like when you're not at work, I know you just enjoyed a beautiful trip in my ancestral homeland of Ireland, as well as some of the British Isles. What else do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy traveling a lot. And my parents, I was born and raised in Oconomowoc, so they live on a lake. And in the summer, I am out there every day.
Nice.
It's good for my mental health to be at the lake.
Oh, that's terrific. Love to hear that. And what about other sports that you enjoy playing?
I used to play rec, like volleyball.
Nice.
Unfortunately, with my schedule mostly in the evening, I don't have much time
they
for
don't.
That.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking time for yourself and going for that walk in the morning and things like that
is
very
important.
You need to
figure out an industry day for trainers. There's no games going on. Maybe,
yes.
maybe Mondays or something like that. Or,
exactly.
Or we invent an eighth day or something. So that gives me an idea.
There you go.
So that is terrific. So any prep you have to do for the big game today, especially a non-conference team from outside of the region?
Correct. We also have a girls game before. So that starts at 12:45.
Okay.
So I'll be at school around 12 and setting
Sounds
up for
great.
The game and being there in case anything needs to be done pregame.
Okay. And now, so like Fondi, have you ever met the training? I'm sure they're not coming, but you'll probably be in contact with them in one way
yeah.
or another, letting them know that you're
yep.
the...
We always text each other after the games just saying, hey, this was a score, no injuries to report.
I love that.
Hopefully
Sounds
no
great.
Injuries to report.
Well, Caitlin, I appreciate you coming in under such short notice and talking about an issue that's very important to all of us. Again, we're very, very grateful and pleased to hear that this young man, Damar Hamlin, from my Buffalo Bills, is on the road to recovery. But we're also, it's reassuring to know we have people like you taking care of our kids during those moments of serious injuries and other situations, and being proactive in terms of promoting good health and wellness and best practices. So we hope to have you on the show soon. Caitlin Weber, licensed athletic trainer for Children's Wisconsin and serving the Waukesha South Athletic Program for the last 12 years. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Don't forget, next week, Joanna and Amiki will be talking about Jamboree. And enjoy your Saturday. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya! Well, the world will turn if you're ready on.